Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on. Where's my islanders? Can some of y'all run down here to the front real quick? I gotta know who's in the building. Where's my islanders? I need y'all to run down here. Come on, let me see you.
Oh, Lord.
was really going on. But since we have to believe this stuff, it ain't good enough to, oh, I love them scriptures. I love, no, you have to believe it. Have to act on them. It doesn't do you any good. And I read something this morning, what Brother Paul said. I mean, he believed in the scriptures, so let me tell you what he said, man. It'll bless your heart when you think about what he was saying over there in the book of Acts. He said, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received from the Lord.
I guess I'll throw it away.
The gospel.
She was in such a race to get out of here.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if you'd give us a word of prayer. And then I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee to give us a scripture for today.
Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. And the scripture I just shared is coming from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, come before you in the name of Jesus, asking you, Father God, to continue to have your way in our lives. Pray that you will bless each and every one that is on this broadcast today, Father God. Bless our pastor as he teaches the word, and bless us as we receive the word, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that may trap us against this broadcast, against the listeners, against our pastor. Those listening by internet, Father God. We know, Father God, you know all things, so we just ask that you will bless each and every one. Be with those that are sick and shut in. We're praying for Mr. George, Father God, your will be done, and all others that are in the hospital, Father God. Be with those Barbarians, Father God. May they find peace through you, Father God. For your word says, you will keep me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And then, Father God, be with those that are going through. Help me, Father God, to be as the word of God says, to trust in you and not look for things of the world to please them. May they draw near to you, Father God. And we just thank you for all things. Now, Lord, we ask that you will have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Yeah. Evangelist Renee, you there?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm here.
Oh, you know what? I'm not gonna be able to pull the scripture, so I'm gonna just use the ones I know. First piece of bread is gonna be a thin sandwich today. First piece of bread will be, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Second piece of bread will be, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Inside of the sandwich we'll put, by his stripes we are healed. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist Renee, and thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful, heartfelt prayer. On yesterday, brothers and sisters, we were talking, and we're still talking about the book of Hebrews, the different things that's in it. And yesterday we were talking about how we were being warned, even though we talked about Christ is a better than a prophet. One description we're going to deal with this morning, though, is going to be in the third chapter and the sixth verse. But Christ is better, brothers and sisters, than any prophet. He's so much better because he's God's only begotten son. No angels could ever say that. At what time did he say it? Any angels, thou art my only son. Christ, the only one, bears that. He had a great anointing, greater than anyone before him. God manifests himself in the flesh through Christ. John 1:14. He was sinless, according to 1 Peter 2:21-22. He had a great anointing. No other anointing. It was like what Christ had. The Bible calls it a great anointing. The anointing was so powerful, people couldn't look at him once it was on him. Matter of fact, they fell backwards when they asked for Jesus, and he says, here I am, and the anointing flowed. The people fell backwards. But anyway, so there's some things that we're being warned of, and one of them is found over there in the book of Hebrews, the third chapter and the sixth verse, and it reads like this: but Christ as a son over his own house. Gotta hear this stuff. As a son over his own house. Whosoever house are we? If we hold fast the covenant and the rejoicing of hope firm unto the end. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And Pastor, I'm not able to read today.
Oh, you're not able to read today?
No, Pastor.
Okay. All right, fine. Thank you. What he's saying is we have to keep a firm grip. And well, I'm going to go to the Messenger Bible for a moment. And he said, now if we can only keep a firm grip on this bold confidence, we were the house that why the Holy Spirit says today, please listen. Don't turn a deaf ear. As in bitter arising, that time of willingness testing. Even though they watch me at work for 40 years. The idea here, brothers and sisters, Christ is a faithful son in charge of God's house. So he asked the question, whose house are you? He's warning us to remain faithful to God, no matter what you're going through. Remain faithful to God. Everybody may not agree, and I understand it, but you got to remain faithful to the things of God. I like what he says also in that 12th verse. He says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Brothers and sisters, the last thing you want to do is get in unbelief. And that is so easy to do, because you start listening to a lot of unbelievers, that's what happens. You find yourself in unbelief. And trust me, that is not something you want to do. You do not want to be with unbelievers, because they will turn you back to your old ways of believing what you see, what you feel, what you think. And that's not where God wants us at. God wants us to be partakers of this divine nature. Partakers. And he says in that 14th verse, if we hold steadfast until the end, that's your responsibility to hold on. If you find yourself slipping, tie a knot in it and hold on. Hold on to your faith that's in the Word of God. Hold on to the things that God have shown you in his Word. I remember yesterday, Evangelist Renee said something, and I don't know who all caught it, but she made it real clear in her Thankful Thursday message that the stuff God didn't show her, she'll never, ever forget it. Brothers and sisters, how can you neglect such a great salvation? When you've seen the power of God, when you've seen the hand of God, how are you going to escape if we neglect such great salvation? You can't afford to neglect this. Not now. You can't go the other way. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you don't stay steadfast in the Word of God, Satan going to take you over. And I read this, and that's not being condemnation or anything. I'm just letting you know, these are warning signs that the Bible give us in the book of Hebrews. Let us therefore fear, lest you come short of the promise of the rest, over there in Hebrews 4:12. So it's important that we adhere to some of these warning signs. Also within the book of Hebrews 4, let us therefore do enter into rest, lest any man fall through unbelief. If you don't rest in this word, and that means rest in terms of, you know, taking it easy, enjoying the word of God, let us labor to enter into this rest. We got to work toward that, because if you don't, that rest, not work towards your salvation, but I'm talking about to be able to stay put. That's why Hebrews 4:14 says, let us hold fast our profession. You got to hold fast to it. What that really means when you're holding fast to your profession, I'm interested now to see what the book of Hebrew says in the Messenger Bible, if I can get to it, having a little, praise God, hallelujah. Yeah, that would be Hebrews 4. I'm going to take my time. Come here, come here, come here. I'm outside again. I'm going to take my time. And I said Hebrews 4:14. I'm going to read that for your hearing, because that came to mind 14 says, seeing that we have a great high priest. I'm getting all kind of getting attacked by bugs and stuff. Oh, how much? Praise the Lord. I didn't even see that thing, what that was. Hallelujah. You know, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Y'all bear with me now. Hallelujah. I said 4 and 14. Let me go back and look at it. Okay, I'm going to read this scripture. 4 and 14 says, seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. So now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest, with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. Brothers and sisters, please hear this. Since you know that the church is spiritual, and we know that we're carnal, soul under, but yet, we should hold on to our trust in Christ. And he's seated at the right-hand side of the Father. This is a great high priest. Now, let me tell you how you ought to look at this. Instead of trying to hold on to a worldly pastor, bishop, worldly apostle, worldly priest. See, I'm trying to make it plain for you. Hey, he's saying no. What we have in Jesus, this great high priest, we got access to God, directly access to God. And just put a pin there for a moment. For those that don't know, brother and sister, you haven't always had access to God. Not even your prayers wouldn't get nowhere. But now, since God has taken away the sin, because a lot of people don't know what sin is, sin been removed, we got access to God. See, sin, I know that God have dealt with sin because he made Jesus to be sin. So if that's real, that give us access to God. Before, sin kept you from God. No, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means you couldn't get in God's glory. You couldn't be in his presence. Hallelujah. See, a lot of people think, oh, we're smoking sin, lying. Well, whoremongers, they think all these things is sin. And they don't have no idea what real sin is. Real sin is rejecting God, walking outside of the realms of God, walking in disobedience to the word of God. That's what causes sin. All that other stuff is just byproduct of sin. But the root of sin is disobeying the word of God. Now, since you have obeyed the word of God, and you can walk in the glory of God, the only thing kept you from walking in the glory of God was sin. Well, Jesus took care of the sin problem if you believe it. Now, if you don't believe it, you're still in your sin. But if you believe that God actually let Jesus took care of the sin problem, just like he did with the children of Israel, look what happened. They would bring them a lamb or a goat and the blood and give it to the priest, and the priest would give it to the high priest. That's important, people, to know that, because that's how they dealt with their sin issue. Now, let me ask you a question. How do you deal with your sin issues? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because Christ became my sin, so I don't have to deal with it. That's my sacrifice, so I'm cool. I'm covered. Those Israelites, they knew they were covered. You couldn't jive them. They knew they were covered. They were taken care of. You know how they know? Because they gave their sacrifice. They did what they were supposed to do. Same thing with us today, brothers and sisters. when you accept what God did in the man Christ Jesus, then he says, hold on to our profession. If you don't, the Bible says, there may be a falling away to renew again until the repentance is impossible. There's no other way. There's no other way you can be saved. There's no other salvation for you. You can't renew it. Now, I know preachers are different with this, but I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. If you don't use what God has provided for us to take care of the sin problem, there's nothing else. Before Israel, what they dealt with was the blood of bulls and oxes and the ashes of heifers. And y'all know he dealt with all that. That's how they dealt with it. Then God said, okay, in these last days now, I'm going to speak to y'all and deal with y'all directly through my son. So whatever he lays out, whatever that plan is, we declare unto you, this is what God need, what we need to do per God's request. And this is why we have to be faithful to the covenant, to the new covenant, because the old one passed away. Yeah. We don't know nothing about it. It's gone. Can't even reference to it. It's passed away. When it passed away, it's dead. That's what that means. So we have to enjoy this new covenant. So the Bible tells us also, be not slothful, but faithful in patience to inherit the promise. Hebrews 6 and 12. Got to remain patient. Well, I'm waiting on Mary, and I'm waiting on Willie, and I'm waiting on, brother, sister, let me tell you what, don't wait on nobody. Lay hold upon the hope of eternal life and set before us, this is what God had put before us, which is Christ. Lay hold on that. Grab it. Don't let it get away. And profess of our faith without wavering. Well, yeah, but now ain't no buts, brothers and sisters, when it comes to this. It ain't no buts. Now he said, if you sin willfully, we will receive judgment and fury indignation. So don't cast away your confidence that you have in the word of God. Don't do that. That's why Hebrews 10:35 says, cast not away your confidence. So let us lay aside every weight and the sin that we easily present us. Lay it aside and make straight the path for your feet, lest the burns be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. I thank God for what he's given us. I thank God for the knowledge. Appreciate you all today. But hopefully next week we're going to really get into some things with the book of Hebrews. And I might even jump back on this thing that Paul did on this confession. Usually I have take the opportunity, anybody like to say anything. But I want to say something today on this scripture in Acts 20 and 24. I just think this is so awesome, man. If you could just hear Paul's confession on this matter. But not of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. See, I'm telling y'all yesterday, you got to consider yourself dead. You don't have a life. So that I might finish my course. Wow. If you want to finish your course, brothers and sisters, you can't be around here worrying about this life. You got to count this life as dead. He said, to finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus. to testify the gospel of the grace of God. But another translation put it this way. But I don't place my value on my own life. I want to finish the race. I'm running. I want to carry out the mission that I have received from the Lord Jesus. The mission of testifying to God, good news of God and kindness or grace. And this word grace is they're using it as kindness, but I'm gonna tell you, brothers and sisters, it's bigger than that. I understand they translated as kindness, but in the original Greek, it means more than that. It's the thing that God uses to get us where we need to be. It's the thing God uses to rectify things. Grace, you can give so many different illustrations about it, but it's what God used to make right. Grace makes things right in the eyes of God, so he can see it. He used grace. Yes, it's unmerited. You ain't got to work for it. It's God's grace. Can I say that one more time? It's God's grace that he uses to get us what we need. And then he share that grace through his glory. I thank you all for tuning in. And no one else have anything else to say. We'll see you all Sunday for the review.